an annual international opera festival celebrating the works of Bedřich Smetana, perhaps one of the most famous Czech composers of all time, kicks off on Thursday in the eastern Bohemian town of his birth. Now in its 60th year, the Smetana's Litomyšl Festival is a paradise for classical music lovers, but also features everything from jazz to folk. Brian Kennedy has more.
Smetana's Litomyšl features operas, concerts, oratorios, cantatas, and the like, but there's also a wide selection of symphonic, instrumental, and chamber music, not to mention ballet, church music, and a range of other genres to suit practically all tastes, says festival director Jan Pikna.
The program is the most expansive in the history of the festival. For the Jubilee 60th anniversary, there will be 41 performances on the main stage alone. But there's a rich accompanying program, including the cycle of art exhibitions, Smetana's creative Litomyšl, and the program Festival Gardens, which we'll have in the cloister grounds near the chateau. So it will be a huge marathon.
Among the main events outside the classical music realm is the Jazz Ride, a non-stop Czechoslovak hot jam session in the courtyard of the magnificent state chateau Litomyšl, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Among the foreign guests are Japanese virtuoso Kotaro Fukuma, who will give a piano recital with works by Smetana, of course, but also by Claude Debussy, the late great French composer, who also features in a performance by the visiting Tonkünstler Orchestra from Vienna. Jiří Bělohlávek, a leading interpreter of Czech classical music, who at various times was a chief conductor of the Czech Philharmonic and BBC Symphony Orchestra, there will also be a premiere of a television opera on the theme of Tolstoy's tale of the old shoemaker. The soundtrack of the film, Bohuslav Martinů, What Men Live By, is subtitled in English and features the very first record of this composition made by the Czech Philharmonic, conducted by Bělohlávek in 2014. The first Smetana's Litomyšl festival took place in 1949, on the 125th anniversary of the composer's birth. Over time, it has grown from an event lasting a few days to one taking place over 3 weeks. The grand finale, on the 7th of July, promises to be full of surprises. The artistic director has prepared an evening of musical discoveries and perennials for unprejudiced lovers of good music.